Earlier today in Baghdad, Iraq's new parliament met for the first time. The session was brief, lasting just 30 minutes. It was adjourned indefinitely because there is still no speaker. But before that, acting speaker Adnan Pachachi caused a bit of a stir. He spoke about Iraq as a country in crisis, and that prompted one of his colleagues to interrupt in protest. I spoke earlier with Mr. Pachachi about the incident.
Well, actually, I was trying to give Parliament a very clear picture of what's going on in the country and also what is expected of Parliament during its coming sessions. I think some members, or one member actually, thought that I shouldn't have gone into such details, which of course is nonsense, because it is the duty of the presiding officer to inform Parliament what the situation is and what is expected of Parliament in the future. And anyway, I'm a member of Parliament. I have the right to say whatever I want.
But it can't be a good sign that the first session of Parliament was closed after 30 minutes because nobody could get along or get anything done.
That's not the reason. I announced that because, you see, under the Constitution, we have to elect the Speaker of Parliament during the first meeting. And since there was no agreement on the Speaker of Parliament, there were no nominations, no candidates, we decided that this first meeting should continue in session, not necessarily today only, but it's open. So I said I'll convene it again when there is agreement on the nominations for the Speaker of the House.
There's no agreement on who should be Speaker. Why is it so difficult to find
someone? Yeah, but not because I think the idea is that the speaker would be part of a package deal, which would also include nominations for president, for vice president, for the prime minister, for the deputy premiers, and so on. Although there is absolutely no reason why we can't elect a speaker of the house right away. But you see, many of these parliamentary blocs feel that it should be part of a package, you know, a large package which includes all the major posts in the government.
Now, the big question about Iraq right now is whether or not this country is devolving into a civil war. What do you think?
Well, of course, the danger is there. That's what I said in my speech. The danger is there, but I think we should do everything possible to avert such a disaster.
So you have suspended Parliament for the time being. What is the next step?
Well, now we are going to continue meeting for the formation of the national unity government. Hopefully, I mean, it's just hope that we may be able to form this government by the end of this month, 2 weeks' time. Or else, if we can't agree on the whole package, I believe, you know, we should try to at least agree on the nominations for Speaker of Parliament and his two deputies. Because then, when this is done, when they are elected, then the parliament can start working. But now, until the speaker is elected, parliament really can't do anything because it says the first thing that the parliament should do is to elect the speaker.
Well, thank you very much. Adnan Pachachi speaking to us from Baghdad. He presided over the parliament today in the absence of a speaker.